Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
I'm Christian, but I'm not homophobic.
I'm Christian, and I'm definitely not perfect.
I'm Christian, but I'm not closed-minded.
But I'm not unaccepting.
But I'm not uneducated.
But I am not judgmental.
But I'm not conservative.
I'm not ignorant.
But I don't place myself on a pedestal.
I'm Christian, but I don't have all the answers.
But I am accepting.
But I am queer.
I am gay.
But I am a feminist.
I'm a feminist.
Definitely am a feminist.
But I do believe in science. In fact, I think science makes God look really cool.
I'm not afraid to talk about sex.
I love me some Beyonce.
But I love wine.
I do believe in monogamy before sex. But I will give you sex advice if you need it.
But I do go to church on Sundays.
I was a Young Life camp counselor.
I do listen to Christian music. Christian rock, Christian rap. T-Mac, all the cool kids.
I have friends from all walks of life and different religions.
I love them all.
I guess what I'd like people to know about Christianity today is that we're all kind of not crazy.
We shouldn't be judged on just the people that you see in the media or just the people that you've met in your everyday life. Every Christian is different and we deserve a chance to explain ourselves.
A lot of people think that Christianity ruins people, but to me, I think it's people that are ruining Christianity. You never really see the good that happens. You only see the hypocrites and the people who put themselves on a higher pedestal.
But at its core, it really is about love and acceptance and being a good neighbor.
Just because we prescribe to a faith that has some really terrible people in it doesn't make all of us terrible.
I don't think that Christians should judge people for who they are and what they do. I think everybody is in a different part of life on their own path to wherever they're trying to go. We're all people, and I think love is the most important thing.
Well, that's BuzzFeed's definition of Christian. That's the viral video from BuzzFeed. I'm Christian, but I'm not, dot, dot, dot. Does it fairly represent Christianity? Does it misrepresent Christianity? Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is our guest. She's a senior editor for The Federalist and author of a recent column titled Five Most Cringeworthy Problems with BuzzFeed's Viral I'm Christian, But I'm Not video. Molly, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
It's great to be here with you.
For those who aren't familiar with it, what's BuzzFeed and how would you describe what you'd see if you were to watch this video?
Yeah, BuzzFeed is an internet site. It's been around for about 10 years and it's known for viral content. It is known for getting a lot of people to click on whatever it produces, which can be anything from funny videos about cats to actual, you know, halfway decent journalism about foreign policy or whatnot. And so they put out a video this weekend, which is actually part of a series called I'm Christian, But I'm Not, dot, dot, dot. And it featured six millennials, and they were all explaining that they were not like all those awful Christians that you've heard about. So they're Christian, but they're not judgmental. They're Christian, but they're not, but they're highly educated. They're Christian, but they're not homophobic. They're Christian, but they don't put themselves on a pedestal. As you can see, it was a little bit self-contradictory with some of these things.
Okay, so it sounds like something that is playing upon the absolute worst stereotypes of Christians in America today.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it was very funny. First of all, I will note that this was being shared all over Facebook. I mean, it had tens of millions of views, which is why you actually have to take it seriously when people put out content like this, because it is what people are seeing, and there's so much animosity towards Christians that you see people wanting to. There's certainly a market for this type of content. But what I think nobody quite realized was that in making this content, they were denigrating other Christians and being so judgmental about the way other Christians are, and particularly the way that Christians who do take very seriously what the Bible says, not just in terms of law, but also gospel.
What kind of Christianity, if you had to put a label on it, what kind of Christianity is represented in I'm Christian, but I'm not?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I think it's somewhat common. I mean, I think we all are susceptible to this. One of the things I thought was interesting was that the day before or 2 days before the video came out, there was this evangelical who put something on Twitter about how the Christianity of too many millennials is built around proving what type of Christian we are not. And I think that's something that you see in a lot of different strains. I do think that probably these six millennials seem to be coming out of, you know, that certain type of evangelicalism that's not wanting to be uncool, or a certain type of mainline Protestantism to be. I mean, I don't know, though. They didn't specify.
One of the first things that you find cringeworthy about the video is that it doesn't mention Jesus at all. Why is that a problem?
Well, just what I was just saying about this guy, Michael Ware, who's a former Obama staffer. Actually, he worked on the Obama campaign. He worked in the White House, and he's saying, you know, all these millennials are talking about what kind of Christian they're not. Well, when you're talking about what you're not, what kind of Christian you're not, and when you build your faith around these types of things, you're not building your faith around Jesus. And what I thought was fascinating was BuzzFeed asked three questions, or, you know, sort of probed people in three ways. They said, you're Christian, but you're not, dot, 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 and you're supposed to fill in the blank. And then they said, well, what are you? And then they said, what do you wish people knew about Christianity? And in not a single one of the answers for any of these items did people ever mention Jesus. And I think that's really instructive. Like, no matter where we are, no matter what our politics are, no matter what denomination we are, you should definitely mention the author and finisher of your faith. And we need to always be ready to speak about the reason for the hope that is in us. Basically, a lot of these options, you could have just switched out Christianity for Buddhism or Islam or vegetarianism or anything, and it would have made the same amount of sense. Nobody was specific about how their life is different because they're a Christian, or what is unique about their faith, or why people should do it.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is our guest. She's a senior editor for The Federalist. We're talking about the BuzzFeed video, I'm Christian, but I'm Not. We'll have more conversation with her on that subject right after this. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out, www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of The Federalist is our guest. We're talking about that BuzzFeed video, I'm Christian, but I'm Not. So picking up where we left off, Molly, it sounds like all the cardinal doctrines or the hallmarks, even the basic hallmarks of historic creedal Christianity, are simply not there in this BuzzFeed video.
Yeah, not at all. And it's, you know, it's understandable. We are living in a time when it's there, when there's a lot of social pressure against being Christian, but being Christian means you are different, and it is not just like any other religion, and it's not about being liked by other people. It's, you know, we do have an object of our faith, and we should be speaking about him at all opportunities.
Another thing you note about the video is that it is, what would we say today, lacking in the proper level of diversity? Explain what you mean.
Well, yeah, I thought if you really wanted to show what Christians were, I mean, that's, to some extent, that's difficult because we're all very different, but I was still intrigued by the level of uniformity of thought among these six Christians that they'd found. They all seemed to be millennials. At least two of them were lesbian or gay, and that's roughly 10 times the national average, or perhaps even more than that for the national average. Fully 50% identified themselves as feminist, which is interesting because only 18% of Americans actually identify as feminist, according to a recent story I read in the New York Times. And so they were just extremely liberal, very gay, and very much not wanting to follow certain of the things about being Christian in terms of how you should live your life differently than the rest of the world. And I thought that was just interesting. I mean, Christians come in all shapes and sizes. We have different understandings, and they didn't find any diversity here. And that's particularly a concern for BuzzFeed. This is a major media company. This is where a lot of millennials get their news and commentary. And they've already been under scrutiny for not having Christians on staff. They celebrated with such abandon the Obergefell decision that even other mainstream media companies called them to account on it, at which point the editor said that he didn't believe that there were two positions on the issue of whether to redefine marriage. That brought out even more of a negative response, and he was asked by one radio host whether he even had Christians on staff, and he assured people that he did and that there was diversity of thought. Well, we're still kind of waiting to see that there's any actual diversity of thought. If you have Christians who aren't different from anyone else at BuzzFeed in any distinguishable way, I don't think that's what people are looking for when they're saying you're a major media company, you should have at least a few Christians on staff, who are authentically different from the rest of the world.
I just wonder whether or not the producers of the video and the folks at BuzzFeed just find the question about diversity completely confusing, because I think to them diversity means something different than representing different sides of an issue. What do you think?
No, I'm sure they do. I think they think, well, yes, we're all liberal, but one of us is a gay liberal, and one of us is a black liberal, and one of us grew up really wealthy and we're liberal, and one of us grew up poor and we're liberal. And I don't think that actually is much diversity. If everybody thinks and approaches issues the same way, that's not diversity. And it is a challenge to seek out different voices, but when you're doing such a bad job with religion news as BuzzFeed is, it's something that they should spend more time on.
Was the video bigoted?
Shockingly bigoted. It was one of the most, I mean, it was funny that they didn't realize that they were being bigoted, and certainly Christians can deal with the bigotry. But it's just, again, interesting that people who self-identify as liberal wouldn't realize how bigoted they're being. You wouldn't see them make a video that says, I'm Muslim, but I'm not a terrorist, and yet here they are trafficking in just the most, the silliest and most sophomoric stereotypes about Christians. You know, we're homophobic, we're holier than thou, we're closed-minded, we're unaccepting, we're uneducated, we're judgmental, and on and on and on. Again, my favorite part was that multiple people kept saying, we don't put ourselves on a pedestal, while they are literally taping a video about how they are such better Christians than other people. But yeah, it was very bigoted.
Is this an attempt, do you think, to remove, or perhaps just evidence of failure to recognize what creedal Christianity has always recognized about itself? It has a tendency to offend people.
Yeah, and I think that the error there really lies with Christians ourselves. We work so hard to be liked and highly regarded by our peers, and we forget all of those scriptures that talk about how if we are following this Jesus, that we will not be well loved. We might face martyrdom. We will certainly face persecution and people saying horrible things about us, and that to do that is to share in Christ's suffering. But, you know, our whole history of the Christian faith is just littered with martyrdom and persecution. And it's interesting that so many Christians in America, at least, think that we can avoid that, or even that avoiding that would be a good thing. And certainly when you speak the truth about Jesus, you're going to have problems in your family. You're going to have problems in your community. You're going to have people who really don't like it. That's okay, because what we are teaching and confessing is very different from what the world offers, and there is a conflict there, and we should be ready to accept that there is going to be a conflict.
You say that the BuzzFeed video is a Pharisee's prayer. You're going to have to explain some background to that. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I'm sure many of us are familiar with the parable from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Jesus talks about, he gives a parable, it says, to prompt people who trust in themselves that they're righteous and treat others with contempt. But there are these two guys who go into the temple to pray. One's a Pharisee, that's a member of a Jewish sect known for its strict observance of religious ceremonies and practices, and that the other is a tax collector, who we all should recognize that's a horrible profession, and, you know, bad people go into that line of work. So the Pharisee stands by himself, and he says, oh, you know, God, thank you so much that I'm not like these other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector over here. You know, I fast, I give tithes. And the tax collector, on the other hand, stands far away and says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, which is, you know, a prayer that many of us are taught from a young age. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And it is the man who recognizes his sins, Jesus says, who goes down to his, and that God is merciful, who goes down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. So, yeah, it was hard not to see the similarities with this Pharisee prayer that BuzzFeed put out. I don't think they realized that they were doing it, but it's also important for us all to recognize that we do this. We all measure ourselves not against what God's standards are, by which we all fail, but we measure ourselves against other people, and we think that we're doing things better than other people. That is not what Jesus says to do. He does have, we learn from him and his word that there are standards, that we fail to meet those standards, and that Jesus died for us while we failed to meet those standards. And we should pray for grace, relying on God's mercy at all times.
Finally, Molly, with about a minute here, does BuzzFeed, I think, let's just try and explore the best intentions here. Maybe they think, look, we don't want to throw any more fuel on the fire of the culture's hostility towards Christianity, so we're going to repackage Christianity in kind of the liberal fashion and remind everybody that Christians can be liberals too. But does it have that effect? Does it, in fact, throw more fuel on the fire of hostility toward Christianity?
Right. I can't speak to what their motivation was in putting out this video. I do know it's part of a series that they do, so they'll take some marginalized group and they'll do videos, you know, yes, I'm transgender, but I'm not, you know, dot, dot, dot. And I think this is part of that series. And so they, yes, potentially we're just trying to show people that, yes, BuzzFeed journalism has presented to you Christianity as if it's all a bunch of, you know, hicks who don't know anything. But here are six Christians who aren't that way. I think that they, you know, again, we all have these instincts toward this type of Pharisee's prayer. So I don't think they're special in having managed to create a video that so perfectly encapsulated that warning that Jesus gives us in that parable. But it is important that Christianity, which has been so horribly misunderstood and mistreated by the media and by many of our cultural elites, we need to speak against it. We need to share with people the reason for the hope that is in us, and how Christianity is different and better than the than what the world offers. And so in that sense, it's good that BuzzFeed gave us an opportunity to have this conversation.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is senior editor at The Federalist. She's author of a recent column titled, Five Most Cringeworthy Problems with BuzzFeed's Viral I'm Christian, But I'm Not Video. Molly, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is related to our conversation. It's Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. This book is grounded in the teaching that comes from Christ himself, that if the world hates him, and it did and does, it will also hate us. So we can expect hostility from the world, and even at times, and perhaps more and more so in the future, persecution. The book's called Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Standing Firm, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss media coverage of Stephen Colbert's Faith with Terry Mattingly. We'll get a review of the movie War Room from Pastor Joseph Abrahamson, and we'll find Christ in Isaiah chapter 50 with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.